No matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, here's a place where you can take comfort in the knowing that whether if you come to stay a while or just passing through, this door is open to you. Come and let's be silent. Come and share a hug. Come, let's pray together. Come, love and be loved. From the blissed out to the turned out, from the pampered to the abused, this door is open to you. Come on in.
All right, we're going to take all that joy and energy and realize, remember, remind ourselves that Spirit is in this place. So I'm going to invite you to take a breath and close your eyes. And take another breath. And let the sound of the bowl take you to that heart space, that joy-filled space within. For it is here in each and every heart that we touch the divine, that we see the spark of life, that we feel the peace of spirit. For it is true that here in this heart, you and I and spirit are one. So lovely. So today I'm taking suggestions. What are we lighting our candle for?
Love.
Well, love, obviously. Okay, then. Pick your form. Could be friendship, could be kindness, could be persistence and success. Because what we know is love always wins, right? Yeah, just be. Okay, we'll start with that then. And because I'm in one of those places in my mind today where I can do exactly one thing at a time, I've cleared the podium of only those things I need with which to speak with you. Do you have those days? You know, you try to do two things at once and suddenly you don't even know where you are. Or you pick up the paper and then you turn around in circles wondering what you're supposed to be doing with it. The good news is I know where I've landed, and where I've landed is home, right here. Right now, in this community, this place that fills me up, and this place that invites expression and creativity and joy. And it's a delight to be here, just a delight. So last week, we talked about the mysteries of the deep sea. We talked about the ocean of consciousness in this topic of the beach that we're doing this month of sky, shore, and sea. And so we moved this week from the sea to the shore and see what it is that place where the sea meets the land, what that can teach us about ourselves. So when I think of the beach these days, I almost always go right back to COVID and the pandemic and not being able to meet on a Sunday. And so another minister and I had an arrangement where we would record our talks on Saturday mornings, and then we would post them on Sunday so y'all could take part in them. But Sunday mornings were free. Now, for a minister, and I had been a minister for a good 10 plus years by then, having a Sunday morning free is like a pass to a bookstore or a candy store or I don't know. It was like, what are we going to do? And what we ended up doing was going to Seal Beach and walking the beach. Those of you on Facebook remember many, 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 many photos of patterns in the sand and birds and flowers along the walkways. And the thing is that those walks felt sacred. Those walks put me in a place of feeling grounded and connected and present. Because, you know, the thing about COVID is if you were out, like we were out on the beach, it's not like we could go anywhere else or do anything else. We were staying apart. Things were closed. We weren't meeting up with people except maybe that close group of friends. And so going to the water, walking along the stretch between the pier and the jetty, it was all about the way it smelled and the way it sounded, the way the sky looked that day. It might have been sunny. It might have been cloudy. It really didn't matter. You know, the ocean might have been bright blue or just dull gray. It really didn't matter. What mattered was that feeling of being fully present in that moment, to just be. There wasn't anything else to do. And it was a gift. That time was really a gift. And I really got to a place, you know, the first few weeks, it was kind of like, oh, goody, let's go. And then after that, it was kind of like, oh, this is so nice. And then finally, it was just, oh, I'm home again. And as we walked along the beach, we would see, you know, after a storm, there would be a lot of debris in the shoreline. And sometimes not even after a storm, there would be a lot of debris in the shoreline from careless people, you know, or just the waves or whatever the disturbance of the day was would cause things to wash up on shore. And so I just made it a practice to bring a bag and maybe some gloves, depending on how adventurous I felt. And I would just pick up the junk as I went along while still taking pictures of the seashells and the little baby clams that were breathing in the sand and the birds and everything else I could find. And, you know, life itself at that time felt kind of like a shipwreck. You know, there was like debris everywhere, but no people around. It was a time of chaos and discomfort and fear and the unknown and resignation. Like, really, we're going to do this for 2 years? Is that really going to happen? And that's almost what happened. It was a year and a half. Sometimes we are the debris from the shipwreck, right? Sometimes we've been tossed around and feel all beat up by circumstances, by the world, by family, by politics, by our job, whatever it is that exhausts us. And this idea of being washed up on the beach is like to reach safe haven, right? It's that feeling of finally dry land. I can rest. I don't have to swim. I don't have to navigate. I can just lay here for a minute. But Rachel Carson writes, always the edge of the sea remains an elusive and indefinable boundary. The shore has a dual nature, changing with the swing of the tides, belonging now to the land and now to the sea. The thing about the shore is that while it feels like land and stable compared to the movement of the water or the wind or the waves, it's really dynamic, right? It changes. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Where the shoreline actually is expands and contracts. Rivers overrun their banks and change course. In other words, where the water meets the land is something that always changes. And we think of the sand as being dry land, as being stable. But come on, you've walked on the beach. It's not exactly solid, is it? As you can tell by your feet the next day, if you don't get out much barefoot, it's moving always. The thing about the shore is that it's where we're standing when we look out at the ocean. Right? It's where we're standing when we look up at the vastness of the sky. So going to the beach and spending time there, listening to the waves and the kids and the birds and all that, it does refresh and renew us. It gives us something new to look at that isn't filled and cluttered with all of our daily stuff. And yet we only see the peace we can see from where we're standing. And that's how we're living our lives. There is a sea of consciousness that is infinite. There is a sky of possibilities that is infinitely vast. We can't imagine even how many grains of sand are beneath our feet. We are part of a system that is, in fact, life in all of its variety. We can stand in one place and look around, but we are still limited a bit in what we see, what we understand. What the shoreline is the framework that we live from in our human self, our small self, right? It's our beliefs. It's our opinions. It's the perspective we have on life. We know if we change locations, our perspective changes. We know that if we get closer or farther away, or we move up or down the coast, or we go to the opposite coast, we're going to see things differently, and we're going to see different things, which means we are going to be made different. So this idea that we seek solid ground, we call it a safe harbor in our minds, and yet it is part of that dynamic change of life that we are all part of, is really an invitation to, as we did last week, dive deep into the ocean and then come back to land. You know, look up into the sky and seek answers and come back with one foot on the ground to stay grounded. It's part of what connects us to all of life, all of life. Pema Chodron wrote, "We are like children building a sandcastle. We embellish it with beautiful shells, bits of driftwood, and pieces of colored glass. The castle is ours, off limits to others. We're willing to attack if others threaten to hurt it. Yet despite all our attachment, we know that the tide will inevitably come in and sweep the sandcastle away. The trick is to enjoy it fully, but without clinging. And when the time comes, let it dissolve back into the sea." This is how we live. We create, we build, it falls away, we let it go and repeat. And it's as the ocean comes in and touches the land and goes back out again, we too are touched by the greater consciousness that we are open to in our spiritual practice, in our willingness to be present, in our relationships with each other. And we allow that to reshape what it is we are building, or what we think is important, or what we believe, or what our opinions are. If we're truly open to the world and all of its differences, all of the variety, all of the magic that happens, then we are going to continually shift and change. Anybody build a house from scratch? Anybody have built a house? Okay. Anybody move into a house that needed work? Anybody live in a house that needs work? We build, we rebuild, we adjust, we knock out walls, we put up new ones, we put a cover over the patio. You know, this is what we do. We change all the time. The difference is sometimes we choose the change. We choose the direction consciously. And other times it feels like it crashes down upon us. But the system is the same. The possibilities are the same. The infinite potential for growth and evolution are the same. The only thing that is different is where we are standing on the shore. Are we sure that we allow the waves to move in and out and we know we are secure? Are we sure that when we talk about infinite possibilities, that means us too? That means my life too? That means not just for other people? That good can happen here, right now. We are the ones who take our position, who build the sandcastle, who decorate it the way we like. And if we're willing to let the wind and the waves do what they will, and we can trust that if what we thought we wanted needs to be rebuilt, reshaped, reimagined, we will be able to. Then we live without fear. Then we live without distress. Then it's not about the struggle. Then it's about the momentary sadness, the loss, the grief that we feel, and the absolute assurance that the next step makes itself clear. that if I just clear the debris out of the way, if I just pick up the trash and move it out of my line of sight, I will have a clear view of what is beautiful, what is arising out of the mist now, what is possible. We do these deep dives into spiritual practice, sometimes because we're forced to, because of difficulties in life, sometimes because we simply build up our consistent willingness to open to that which is beyond words or beyond our ideas of what's a good thing, to simply be available. And as we go deeper, what we find is that our heart knows, calls us really to what is ours to do, what is our gift, what is ours to give. Rumi says, the heart is a sea. Language is the shore. Whatever is in a sea hits the shore. When we know our own heart, it changes our language. It moves the shoreline. It gives us a different perspective. When we live from the heart and we change what we say, those words, what is language but defining, describing, creating boundaries and shapes of things? It's finite by definition. Consciousness is infinite. So when we allow the infinite to touch us in new ways, then we change the way that we speak, the way that we see, what we understand, what we look for, how we recognize beauty and joy and peace and love. We define and redefine our lives all the time, especially when we consciously choose to speak differently, whether it's to ourselves or out in the world, whether we choose to respond with anger or being very cleverly snarky, you know who you are, or we choose to respond with love and a little humor. When we speak from the heart, we speak with kindness. We speak with compassion. We seek solution. We seek possibilities. We are open to ideas. We're not ever going to keep the storms from coming. It's not how it works here on this plane. We're not ever going to be able to pick and choose every single change that happens in our lives. Now, maybe at some future extremely advanced spiritual dimension, that will happen for us because all of the pieces are there for us to co-create life in a greater way. But right now, our job is to allow life to wash it away and create it again, allow us to create it again. Because when we create it again, we create it differently. I once helped a person, a friend of mine, she wanted to set some stones in a planter by the driveway because that driveway had a little narrow sidewalk that went to the front door. So that little triangle of unused space was basically a muddy hole when it rained. And, you know, there wasn't anything growing there. So she thought, well, I'll just put stones down. So she started out laying the stones into cement, very flat, you know, fitting them together like a little jigsaw puzzle. And then she decided that that was really boring. So then she just started sticking them in every which way, which was much more visually appealing and a huge trip hazard in the middle of the night. But my point is that you can build something and change your mind. You know, you can build that house and realize it looked great on paper, except now you have to walk through the bedroom to get to the bathroom. That's a little awkward for your guests, you know? So we get to redesign. We get to revisit. We get to tear it down and start again. We get to look at the world and see the possibility, not just the obstacles. We get to stand on the shore where we know the depth of our consciousness, the vastness of possibility, and know that whatever path we're walking, we are able to create something that is of our own heart. Every time someone comes at you and you respond with a smile or step out of the way or ask, wow, you seem really upset. What's going on with you? As opposed to fighting and defending and arguing and trying to be right out loud. Every time we do that, we are rebuilding the walls of that sandcastle. We are reshaping what's possible. We are showing up as ourselves rather than reflecting back what's coming to us. The more we do that, the stronger we are. The more we do it together, the more of an impact we have on the world. And so standing up, standing at that, on that foundation, even if the sands are shifting, standing from a place of knowing your own heart is where your power is. It's how we are able to make changes in the world. It's how we are able to lend a hand to someone else. Like, you don't really want me on your construction site. I mean, I can drive a nail, but I can't guarantee that more than two or three will be straight. But you know what? I'm real good at snacks. I can bring snacks. I can make sure you have water. I can run down and get more buckets and come back. You know, we all have our gifts. We're all meant to be part of what cleans up the beach, what makes a clear path, what shows up as love. When I, my dad used to like to go hiking. And you know, when you're a kid, the thing about hiking is it's usually uphill, which as a 10-year-old really was not my thing. Still not my thing, although I appreciate it a little bit differently now. But I remember that we would, you know, we'd go on these hikes in the mountains and it's beautiful. And, you know, I was always looking for rocks and stones and sticks that look like animals. And I'd bring them home and then there'd be this dusty pile of rocks next to my bed for, I don't know, a few months until we went again and my mom threw them away. The thing about going to the beach, you see this little pebble in the sand and you get it wet and all of a sudden you can see all the colors in it, right? When I was little and figured that out at the beach, I would, if I wasn't near the water, I would just lick the rock because I could see what color it was. And it didn't hurt me, apparently. Well, maybe it did. I don't know that it did. But I came across this quote that brought it all back. It says, a child lies like a gray pebble on the shore until a certain teacher picks him up and dips him in the water. And suddenly you see all the colors and patterns in the dull stone. And it's marvelous for the stone and marvelous for the teacher. And it doesn't have to be a teacher. It's just one heart to another. When you add water, when you add that element of consciousness to whatever is dry and dusty before you, you are able then to see the beauty in it. You are able then to notice the variations, to appreciate the colors. You're able then to recognize that those infinite grains of sand are part of this world of variety and variation that make it beautiful. You're able to give yourself a little more grace for not being all one thing, or not being a certain thing, but instead being part of this movable, livable, breathable, dynamic world that we live in. So my call to you this week is to continue to look up and remind yourself of possibilities. It's a reminder to go into that vast sea of consciousness and dive deep. To be in the still waters so that you might know something greater that's beyond the noise and the activity of the world. And as you do walk along your shore, clean it up as you go. Notice there are others out there doing the same, and there are many of us with bags and gloves and hearts that love. Namaste. So take a moment with me. Let's center down. Breathing into that heart space. And exhaling, and as we do so, just letting go of anything we think we have to hold on to. Letting go of anything that feels like struggle in the moment. Breathing into and out again all of the energy that we live with and as, and choosing to call it good. For this life is the life of spirit. It is a life of love and peace. It is a life colored by delight and joy and laughter. It is a life that is deep with wisdom, even when they show up as tears. For truly all that we are is all of the spirit. Truly all that we desire is of the source that made us. There is a way, a rhythm to the waves. There is a pattern to the wind that moves and soothes the earth. That even at its most destructive, the calm always comes. And how good it is to remember that I am this life. I am the wind and the waves and the calm. That the warmth from the sun is the warmth of my own heart, the light in my own eyes. The builder of the sandcastle, when it is not me, is one just like me. And when I let go and allow easily, life flows through and as me. And I can see it in you. I see that life that ebbs and flows. I see that desire of the heart that calls for love, for safety, for gentleness. I am grateful for the eyes that see the differences in the world. Grateful for the heart that reaches out in compassion and kindness. The kindness that I give and the kindness that I receive. For truly where I find that bright color in my own life, I see it in you, in everyone I meet. And for this life right here, right now, I am so grateful. So grateful to be part of this infinite system of breathing in and breathing out, of tides ebbing and flowing, of castles being built and washed away and built again. For truly, this is love in action. Truly, this is spirit in form. Truly, I am in my proper place at the right time, doing what is mine to do. And so with grace and gratitude, I release my word into that vast consciousness of all life. Knowing that as I speak and believe, so it unfolds, so that path is made clear before me. And so it is that we move together in and as love. And so it is. All right, you have an affirmation in your bulletin. And I'm going to invite you to say it after me. Today, I recognize the bedrock of spirit beneath the shifting sands of time. I stand securely amidst life's changes. And so it is. Take it home, stick it on your mirror. Believe it. I would not lie to you. Rick, come sing for us some more, please.
Turned around and found that you weren't living life. Just looking down is not the way to get it right. There is change in the air all around you. Pick your vision up on the ground. So long ago, you held that diamond in your hand. You didn't know the paradise that God had planned. There is heaven so deep within you. A song is meaning to believe. Step from blindness into sight. Forgiving is the best step when you step into the light. Well, there is a way to move a heart that's made of stone. No one can say that God would leave us all alone. Your mind is ripe and ready for changing, and the Almighty's here to take the pain away. Believing is the first step. Your blindness into sight. Forgiving is the best step. We just commit to the light. Forgiving is the best step. From blindness into sight. Forgiving is the best step. If you step into the light. You turn around and found that you weren't living life. Just looking down is not the way to get it right. Don't you know there's change in the air all around you? Pick your vision up on the ground. Believing is the best step. Light is into sight. Believing is the first step from blindness into sight. Forgiving is the best step when you step into the light. Step into the light. Step into the light.